Welcome. Yes, thank you indeed. It is the good stuff, and we're delighted to be with you. Mike?
Great to be on this local radio station that you're listening to, and we encourage you to support them and your local businesses. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us here in Cherry County if you're planning a little getaway for a few days, maybe a week or more, maybe a nice river trip down the Niobrara River before the season ends. Maybe plan a fall trip. Also, hey, the Nebraska Star Party is coming up starting the 20th of July. So that's just around the corner as well. Go to NebraskaStarParty.org to check that out. And the International Dark Skies designated area around Merritt Reservoir. Go to visitvalentine.org.
And are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Are you ready to uncover the secrets of successful ranching? Well, you can do it with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Discover the pulse of agriculture. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
What are you going to read today for the good stuff?
Is good enough? Okay, a piece by Charles Osgood.
Oh, I like Charles Osgood.
Indeed, so do I. This is Charles Osgood, 1986. There once was a pretty good student who sat in a pretty good class and was taught by a pretty good teacher who always let pretty good pass. He wasn't terrific at reading. He wasn't a whiz-bang at math. But for him, education was leading straight down a pretty good path. He didn't find school too exciting, but he wanted to do pretty well. And he did have some trouble with writing since nobody taught him to spell. When doing arithmetic problems, pretty good was regarded as fine. 5 + 5 needn't always add up to 10. A pretty good answer was 9. The pretty good class that he sat in was part of a pretty good school, and the student was not an exception. On the contrary, he was the rule. The pretty good school that he went to was there in a pretty good town, and nobody there seemed to notice he could not tell a verb from a noun. The pretty good student, in fact, was part of a pretty good mob, and the first time he knew what he lacked was when he looked for a pretty good job. It was then, when he sought a position, he discovered that life could be tough, and he soon had a sneaking suspicion pretty good might not be good enough. The pretty good town in our story was part of a pretty good state, which had pretty good aspirations and prayed for a pretty good fate. There once was a pretty good nation, pretty proud of the greatness it had, which learned much too late. If you want to be great, pretty good is, in fact, pretty bad. Is good enough okay?
Well, pretty good. I hope this is good enough about left-handed people. So I'm left-handed, so I can talk about
read it proudly.
I can talk about us folk.
Yeah.
Facts about left-handed people. Some of the most brilliant minds in history were left-handed, including Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, and Nikola Tesla.
Really?
Yeah. Only about 10% of the world's population is left-handed, making it a rare trait. You didn't know how lucky you were, did you?
Well, here, I can add even more to that because you are left-handed. So that puts you in a group of 10% and you have green eyes. And that puts you in 1%. Did you know
really?
That?
No, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, 1%. So you are one unique individual.
They tend to have faster connections between brain hemispheres, which can boost multitasking abilities. Left-handed people, there actually is a Left-Handers Day celebrated every August 13th. I want you folks to remember that. It's a global tribute to the uniqueness of being left-handed. And left-handers may have a slight advantage in sports, especially in one-on-one settings like tennis, boxing, and baseball, due to the surprise element. I don't surprise too many people. Anyway, so if you're not following us already, you'll probably never see us again. So anyway, keep that in mind if you have left-handed friends, relatives out there. They are unique. So something short to wrap it up today, Kimberly?
Absolutely. It's not what we like. It's what works that counts.
If you have something to share on the Good Stuff program, we always enjoy hearing from our listeners. So send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and you keep listening to the good stuff.